It was 45 years ago that Elvis Presley recorded this tune, Don't.
Each time that I hold you this way.
This is the honey-throated Elvis who made teenage girls fall in love, pressing their ears against phonograph speakers to hear every warble, every breath. Ah, but it is not the Elvis that Jim Nader fell in love with.
Well, it's 1 for the morning, 2 for the throne, 3 to get 3, 9, go get cold, but don't you step on my blues with you. You can do anything, but I lay not blues with you.
Elvis Presley died 25 years ago next Friday, but his imitators live. And to mark the passing of a great performer, the host of The Annoying Music Show joins us now to discuss the lasting mark that Elvis's memory has left on the world's eardrums. Jim is in our Chicago bureau. Jim, welcome.
Wait a minute. You're not Scott Simon.
No, I'm not.
What did you do with my Scott Simon?
He will be back. He will be back in a couple of weeks. I have to say, though, that this voice we're listening to now seems like a familiar voice to me. I think I've heard him on Weekend Edition before.
Yes, actually, he was one of the first we've ever played. This is Ilart Palarm, Sweden singing sensation. They couldn't say it if it wasn't true. And the thing about Ilart is he's like the greats, Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett. It's the phrasing. It's the nuances he catches. And sure hear it right out of the box.
Jim Nader, this is what I want to say about Elvis. These days, many people have picked up Elvis songs and tried to cover them, and I wonder if the very fact that these songs sound so terribly, terribly bad without Elvis perhaps points out how much talent the guy had.
Absolutely. Whenever I'm on WeSaSat, which is a Weekend Edition without Scott Simon Saturday.
That would be this program, yes.
We always play this artist. He's a talented Osmond young lad. And all I can say is it's a pudgy 8-year-old capturing Elvis in both song and pudginess.
Baby, won't you let me be?
We
love the teddy bear.
Is this Donnie? Is this Donnie Osmond?
This is Little Jimmy. Oh.
Has a little bit of trouble getting that low note. He doesn't quite have the same authority, does he?
Well, he's an 8-year-old, you know. Give him a couple years. I think, like Elvis, he's actually 67 this week. It seems like it.
And but surely in better shape.
I think so. I haven't heard from him in a long time. But it's fascinating. He can do Motown, country, Elvis, and he just he hits it. He nails it.
What is it about Elvis's work that makes everybody, no matter how tone-deaf, think that they can sing his songs?
I guess because, you know, it's the type of thing when you're in the shower, you'll just burst into, you ain't nothing but a hound dog. And Elvis did it so easily. He always seemed like he was more interested in looking at the girl across the table, and singing was kind of the afterthought. And the songs were just so catchy. They always had that hook that I think everybody just thought, oh, yeah, you know, it's just a matter of getting up in there and shaking your hips and hitting the notes.
Elvis Presley's hips, the hip motion is often imitated.
When you think of Elvis, besides the music, you think of his movements, which really were quite ahead of their time. He was an excellent dancer, and the fact that it was banned naughty at the time, I think, was a boon to him.
Let's listen to a song called Twistin' Hound Dog, which is performed by Ray Anthony and his bookends. I'm not making this up. Ray Anthony and his bookends.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, twisting all the time. Well, little mister, you're a twister, and you ain't no friend of mine.
This is so hip. Those wild and wacky kids are getting out of control.
Oh, the twist. I think after Elvis, Chubby Checker comes to mind as one of our greatest performers. And back then, it was amazing. The twist was such a mega hit, one of the top sellers ever, that they turned everything into the twist. Chubby Checker himself, the next year, you know, let's twist again like we did last Thursday. You could do country twist. I think they even had a twist for Ave Maria. Ave Maria, twist, 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 like we did last Sunday.
Jim Nader, much as I hate to move this interview along, let's talk about another aspect of Elvis Presley's career. He spent a number of years performing in Las Vegas, and you can still see his image all over that city.
Yes, that was the beginning and the demise of Elvis's career, the happiest and saddest. He was a legend in Vegas, did some of his greatest shows, but he kind of got stuck there, both career-wise and just in terms of, you know, doing the same show over and over. But still, when you think of Elvis, you think of Viva Las Vegas, the film, the song. It captures the energy, the spirit of that time. And I tried to find a song that of a performer that's still here today but still captures that Viva Las Vegas spirit.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul on a fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn.
I want to be clear. You're saying this is not a karaoke singer. This is an actual artist recording in the studio.
No, there's a genius here called Buzz Kilman. He started a record company just to bring him into the studio and record these. You know, there's a choice between this. Elvis, on his last tour, did My Way as his final song, and Piranha Man from Pakistan does a great version, too.
Regrets, I had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did it, what I had to do.
I could play Piranha Man all day. He captures
I'll tell you what, just for the benefit of our listening audience, can you just tell us which Vegas casino people can get tickets to see Piranha Man in these days?
That's the Aladdin, I believe.
The Aladdin. That's really super. That's really super. On the Annoying Music Show, Jim Nader, you have, and why am I not surprised by this, you have compiled a top 10 list of annoying Elvis tunes, and I understand that you have kindly brought along number one.
Yes, this is the first time it's being announced. The number one most annoying song sung by those who cannot sing very well, Elvis material, is a shocker because it's Elvis himself. I know you're going to say, how is that possible? But it's from a movie, Double Trouble, and Elvis does a rendition of one of the world's most popular songs.
Winged orchestration.
Old MacDonald had a E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some chicks. E-I-E-I-O. With a cluck cluck here, a cluck cluck there, loud as they could be. And when those chicks got out of line, chicken fricassee. With a cluck cluck here and a cluck cluck there, loud as they could be. And when those chicks got out of line, chicken fricassee.
Did he just order his meal in the middle of the song there? Regular little chicken fricassee. What got into this man?
Well, what got into him was Colonel Tom Parker, who signed contracts for poor Elvis to do a movie every Thursday. And I think the contract said Colonel Tom would get $3 million and Elvis would get a lifetime supply of bananas and peanut butter. I think the song does prove, though, that Elvis was not a vegetarian.
Clearly. And even that song has a certain style.
Yes, it does, and I think it's fitting that the King has been proven once again to be the world's most talented and most annoying performer.
Jim Nader, thanks very much for improving our appreciation of Elvis and his admirers.
Steve, don't tell Scott this, but after one interview, I like you much, much better.
Thank you very much. Jim Nader is host of The Annoying Music Show, which slithers its way out of the studios of Chicago Public Radio each week. He joined us from our bureau in the Windy City.
Porking beans at night. Someday.